Well, joining me now is Evan Rosemore. Did I say that right?
Yes.
All right, perfect. And you are going to be the governor's boat host tomorrow. Tell us how this happened.
So I'm active in the fishing, competitive fishing community, and one of my buddies runs or helps out with the local league down here. And he was coordinating all the boat hosts. Asked me if I wanted to help out. I said sure, and kind of just everything worked out from there to be the governor's host.
When you volunteered and said, yeah, that sounds great, at that moment, did you have any idea you'd be the governor's host?
No, I kind of joked with my buddy Nick. I was like, you're going to put me with a big man if I volunteer, right? He's like, oh, we'll see. You can check the box and say you're willing, but... So I checked the box, said, yeah, I'm willing to go through the extra background checks and take the governor out if you guys want me to. And I don't know, I think he kind of took the joke a little far. But
well, there you go. So let's talk about tomorrow. You know, for many Minnesotans, I think they're used to fishing, you know, the traditional lakes. And not a lot of people, I don't think, give rivers credit. Can you tell us a little bit about the St. Croix River and what you're expecting tomorrow? Any challenges?
So the St. Croix River is a pile of fun this time of year. There's a lot of walleyes that are hitting the post-spawn stage right now and looking to put the feed bag on. They're pretty easy to find in the current seams and areas where you've got slack water next to some faster moving water, and then the sand breaks along each shoreline. We're going to go out and troll some number 7 Berkeley flicker shads. That's been doing good. The St. Croix has been open for walleye fishing for about a week now.
Oh, it has.
It opened last Saturday. So I'm a little lucky that there's not as much pressure as a normal governor's opener, where I did get to go do a little scouting while the season's been open on the St. Croix for a couple days. So I've been out a little bit. We've been catching some walleyes. We'll be trolling some number 7 Berkeley flicker shads in a couple different spots.
Okay, now I'm going to try to say that number 7 Berkeley flicker?
Flicker shad.
Flicker shad.
Yes, it's a shad wrap style bait.
What?
It's a little crankbait.
Okay.
It's a small little lure. It'll imitate a lot of the gizzard shad and the small fish that are in here that the walleyes are feeding on. I guess growing up, we always just trolled Lindy rigs and minnows on opener, or Lindy rigs and leeches. And river fishing's a little different. You got to cover a little more water sometimes. Another benefit of the border water is we're able to fish 2 lines per person, so you can be a little more efficient with that. So we'll be doing some trolling. It's a fun way to put a lot of fish in the boat, and we'll just go out and have some fun.
So you're primarily tomorrow going for walleye and I'm guessing sauger?
Yes, walleye and sauger will be the primary target tomorrow. And then we'll see where it goes from there. There's a really good smallmouth fishery on the St. Croix as well that can be a lot of fun. And they should be going into the pre-spawn stages here pretty soon and pushing up against the shorelines. And that in the next couple weeks should turn out to be a whole lot of fun on the St. Croix. We'll see what the guys want to do. We'll go start with some trolling and put some fish in the boat first, and we'll see if they want to explore some other stuff.
And do you feel, do river currents play into all of this as well?
Yeah, so the river, we just got a bunch of rain not too long ago, and the river came up, which is actually a good thing. The river was a little too low, a little slow, and at that point the fish kind of can go anywhere they want to go. And when you get a little more flow, the fish kind of have to strategically stay out of the current and conserve energy. So they set up in a few more predictable locations on that, and ambush points. And then also right now the river is just starting to come down, and I really like fishing right after that crest where it's coming down from that high flow. The fish really start snapping when that's happening, in my opinion.
Okay, I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path here, but I understand that there's 60 species of fish in the St. Croix River. What is, like, the craziest fish you've caught on the river?
A big flathead catfish would probably be the craziest one. They get some really big ones out here. It's It's an underutilized, underappreciated fishery out here. The catfish and the sturgeon fishery on the St. Croix is really good. Sturgeon is closed right now for this chunk of the year, so we can't be targeting those for the governor's opener. It would be a lot of fun to get Governor Walz on a really big sturgeon. But unfortunately, that's closed this time of year, and most of them are way upstream up by the dam spawning. But yeah, catfish and sturgeon down here, it's a really underutilized, underappreciated fishery. They can get really big. They fight really hard.
Are those more of kind of like a catch and release trophy fish type thing?
Yes.
Yeah. People don't eat sturgeon, right?
There are some places that do eat sturgeon. On the St. Croix, I believe it's a catch and release year-round fishery. And a lot of those fish are really old. I personally, wouldn't keep them. They're really old. They can be hundreds of years old. They're dinosaur looking fish. It's kind of one of those, like, I don't know. I respect that fish. I'd feel bad.
Yeah, I would probably jump out of the boat if I saw a sturgeon come up the side. No, seriously, they scare me, but it's okay. I want to catch one in my lifetime. So tomorrow, you're excited for Governor Walz, and any final thoughts? Are you feeling the pressure?
I'm going to say no, but I think we both know there's a little pressure going on.
All right, well, we'll leave it there. Well, Evan Rosemore, thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow, and let's get the governor a fish.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Bye-bye.